Welcome to Let's Talk Death, conversations to inform and inspire. Let's Talk Death is being brought to you by Heal Grief, a nonprofit providing the tools and resources to support one's journey with grief. We seek to empower individuals to achieve a healthy post-bereavement growth. Everything we do is inspired by our core belief that no one should ever grieve alone. Let's Talk Death is a series of conversations with some amazing people from various fields. Our goal through these conversations is to normalize, educate, and demystify the taboo around death, dying, and the journey of grief. Hello, welcome to this episode of Let's Talk Death. I'm Fran Solomon.
And I'm Andy McNeil.
And we are thrilled to be your host for these conversations.
Our guest today is Lynn Hughes. Lynn is a nationally recognized grief expert and has worked with adults, children, and teens coping with loss and life transitions. Lynn is the founder and CEO of Comfort Zone Camp, a national nonprofit organization based in Richmond, Virginia, that offers free weekend bereavement camps for children who have experienced the death of a parent, sibling, or primary caregiver. She also created Camp Unplugged to help kids navigate social media, self-esteem, and online safety. She has been profiled in numerous media outlets, including the Wall Street Journal, Parade, People, Parents Magazine, and has appeared on NBC's The Today Show and CBS News. Lynn is the recipient of many awards and honors over the years, including of the Richmond Times-Dispatch Person of the Year, was 2019 Hometown Hero for Allen and Allen, and YWCA Outstanding Woman of the Year in April 2006. Lynn was also honored as one of Redbook's Mothers and Shakers 2002, awarded to 12 women, including Laura Bush, who have helped to improve the quality of life in the United States. Her book, You Are Not Alone, Teens Talk About Life After the Loss of a Loved One, was published in 1995 by Scholastic Press. Lynn, we are delighted to have you as a guest on our show.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Of course. So, Lynn, before we get into your incredible work, I'd like to ask, did you have an experience with a death loss that actually led you on your path with your work? And would you mind sharing that if you did?
I did have a loss, and losses plural, as a child. So when I was 9 years old, my mother and father were playing tennis, and my mom pulled a muscle in her leg, and nobody thought much of it. And she actually died in her sleep 3 days later from a blood clot as a result of that muscle pull. So fluky, weird, shouldn't have happened, but in my world, it did happen. My dad was really broken and guilt-ridden after she died, and he knew how to be the dad and the breadwinner for four kids, but he didn't know how to step up and be the mom and the dad. Started dating right away, started drinking a lot, and then he decided he needed to get a woman in the house because that would solve everything. And so that set the stage when you're grieving hard and drinking hard, and then walks in my stepmother, and that was about a year to the day after my mom died. They had a very rocky marriage, and then the following year, my dad had a massive heart attack, and he died the day before I started junior high, when I was 12. So not quite 3 years later. And I didn't know anybody who lost one parent, let alone two parents. I even went to school on that first day because I didn't want to be different on day one. I didn't want to be known as the girl with the dead parents, even though that was probably the most unusual thing about me. And fast forward, I lived with my stepmother for about 4 years. She wasn't so great. Lived with an aunt and uncle for 1 year. My uncle wasn't so great. Went away to college and just kind of reflected back on, and we all try to make sense of the why. Why did this happen? Why? And for me as a young girl, I truly believe God thought I was special. I was supposed to use my life in some way to make a difference. Didn't know what that meant, but it gave me this purpose to go forward. And so I went to camp after my parents died, and I loved it. And it was a magical bubble where time stood still, and you could step outside of your loss and go into that bubble and get back to being a kid again. And I had really cool camp counselors. So eventually I'm in college, I'm at Michigan State. I wanted to be a cool camp counselor, and I went to a camp in the Poconos. It was the only co-ed camp in the area. Do you see where this is going? And I met my future husband, Kelly, at that summer camp in the Poconos. Sounds like a bad TV movie, but it's a true story. And we love kids in summer camp. And so I was aware there weren't any resources when I was a kid, and many, many years later, there still weren't any. So we combined our love of camp and with the need, and Comfort Zone Camp was born out of that. And it really was all about making sense of my loss and wanting to make other kids' grief journeys easier than my own was.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow is right. I am curious, Lynn, as you started Comfort Zone Camp, well, certainly, I'm sure there were many challenges to it, but was there anything that surprised you, or that when you think back on it, that maybe that's the word, that just kind of surprised you about that, the whole experience?
I had been running nonprofits for a number of years before I started Comfort Zone, for about 12 years. So I had that piece of it down. So for me, some of the biggest surprises were, so Richmond is kind of a conservative town. It's gotten better, but 22 years ago when I was starting this, very conservative, and I was, you know, a Michigander living in Richmond, even though I got entree because I was married to somebody from Richmond. But there was so many people who, because I wasn't from here, it was a lot harder. I didn't have name recognition. And then on top of it was fascinating to me how many people, if you were telling them about childhood bereavement, they were like, what are you talking about? Kids grieve? And just the fact that we have such a death avoidant society. I can remember, you know, exhibiting at churches, or, you know, anybody who would listen to get the word out, and people would come up to our table at different fairs and events and community events to get the name out. And they would like almost run away from the table when you told them it was a bereavement camp for kids. I mean, that they like looked stricken, like they could catch it. So I think not only overcoming the barrier of Lynn Hughes from Michigan and Richmond, Virginia, trying to create a bereavement camp, and nobody, there was not a general awareness or understanding that kids grieve and that this was something, an unmet need in society.
You almost have to take on this like fearless nature where you just press forward and you keep talking and you keep looking for those people who don't, you know, who don't turn and run the other direction.
Let's Talk Death is being brought to you by Heal Grief, a 501c3. As a nonprofit, we are reliant on the kind generosity of our donors. If you are inspired by our mission, we ask you to go to healgrief.org/donations to help us continue our great work. No gift is too small. Lynn, tell us about Comfort Zone Camp.
So Comfort Zone Camp is a bereavement camp. We are headquartered in Richmond, Virginia, but we have locations throughout the country. We primarily do weekend sleepover camps for kids. We say 7 to 17 to imply high school, but if they're 18 and still in high school, we also do some young adult programs, and we also do some family camps. We started in 1998 planning. Our first camp was held in May of 1999. We were the first 501c3 bereavement camp. So there were some hospices. There was a handful of them doing camps, but they were not their full-time focus. We were the first ones to organize as a 501c3 entity, with the focus being bereavement camps. We decided everything we would do would be free of charge, and that we would do the one-to-one matching of kids to adults, because kids really enjoy having that attention and of a mentor, anchor, shadow friend of a big buddy. And we intentionally did a mix of activities where we did the regular camp, the mindless wear you out, typical, from s'mores to kickball games to fishing to swimming. But we knew that kids also needed to work on their grief. We weren't going to cure or fix them during a course of a weekend, but we want to give them tools to prepare them and help them anticipate those tough days that happen off and on for the rest of your life, and to give them tools in a toolbox that can help them. So we do support groups throughout the weekend, and they're called healing circles, and they're led by a trained grief facilitator or therapist who leads the healing circles. It's got a natural tempo. If there's like something serious, like a healing circle for an hour, hour and a half, then it's backed up by a 3-hour chunk of mindless wear you out fun. And then we'll do some, because kids don't sit with grief real long, and nor should they. And it's just as important for them to make the connections with other kids and the big buddy mentors. And but we see kids blossom and grow and heal in front of our eyes. The first time we did a camp, we didn't know it was so magical. And we thought, can we replicate the magic? You know, was it just fairy dust that was one time only? And then we did our second camp a few months later, and the magic happened again. And we knew we were onto something.
Yeah, it very much is about just creating that space. You create that safe space, and the kids will, they'll take it. And they'll do something great with it. They really will. Yeah.
That's amazing. And can kids return? for numerous times?
Yes, they absolutely can. We have kids who come year over year. It's not a one and done. As you know, grief isn't a one and done thing. It's not, just that they get over it. It doesn't have an expiration date. And they process it differently every time they come as they grow and change and emotionally and cognitively mature. And so it's one of the probably the best blessings or coolest things about, comfort zone, seeing it grow. And then they volunteer. And now we've been around for 22 years that about a third of our volunteer base are former campers turned volunteers, which is just amazing. I also have three people on staff who are former campers. It's just very powerful. But yes, we want them to come back. We want this to be their safe place and where people lean in and get it, and it's their community.
And does it have to be a parental loss?
No, great question. No, we are for kids who've lost a parent, a sibling, a primary caregiver, if an aunt or a grandparent is raising them. And then recently, we have expanded to include friend loss, mm-hmm. that we are seeing, sadly, so many kids losing friends to death by suicide. And we need to respond to that, and we are.
No, that's great. And tell us about life grief. Is that the premise that youth can come back year after year after year?
So life grief to me is that we think of grief just due to death. And certainly, that's the most common understanding of it. But mm-hmm. anytime that we lose something that we didn't have control over, we are grieving it. And maybe not, certainly not to the intensity typically as you would to a death, because death is a forever moment. But, whether it's a divorce or a move or a health change, or sometimes for kids, it is they don't make the soccer team, or, they don't get into dad's alma mater. And if it's the first bad thing that's ever happened to them, they're not always equipped in this trophy generation, and so they spiral and they don't know how to handle it. And then in the COVID times, our societies, we're all grieving the loss of control of life events we were supposed to have, but we didn't get to have. And again, we really feel like we've responded with some life grief camps for first responders, teachers, high school seniors, college seniors, job loss, teachers. So many people they need tools and they need those coping skills that we give out at camp, but we see, as a nation, people needing to learn resilience and coping skills. So because of life grief.
That's amazing. But I do have a question. So is it a separate camp than those that are grieving a death loss?
So we've done separate virtual camps, but we do weave in those messages at in-person camp as well, that these skills that you're learning, sometimes you're going to be having a bad day for other reason. And it could be that you're grieving. You can grieve things other than the loss of your loved one. So it's kind of a broader skill in helping them to identify what grief can look like in the broader sense.
It's interesting. In my earlier work as a therapist, I would see a lot of families, and I would have to say 98% of the people who came through, grief was their issue. One way or another, it was grief. And, we had a lot of codes that we used for a lot of different, identifying a lot of different issues, but grief was really the issue. And what was surprising to me early in my career was that in my master's degree, we didn't have one course on grief. We had courses on abnormal psychology and all sorts of types of things, family systems and all of these things. Not that they weren't important. Never had a conversation about grief. And again, 98% of probably the people who came through, it was an issue of grief, of trying to adapt to some change in life.
Yeah. Lynn, I want to ask you, do you serve young adults as well?
We do, 18 to 25 year olds. So sometimes we will do a traditional camp of 7 to 17 year olds, and we will within that camp have a separate village and separate program for the young adults. And then we also do some standalone young adult retreats as well. All really powerful.
Great, great. Good to know, because we have a very thriving young adult community.
Yes, we want them. We love tell them.
We absolutely will. We don't do our job if we're not putting the resources out for them. So we certainly will.
So Lynn, we're almost to the end of our time. It just flies by when we're having these conversations. Folks who are chiming in, they often like to be able to connect with our guests. I wonder, how would people connect with you or connect with your work or with Comfort Zone? How might they do that?
Sure. There's a number of ways that people can connect either with me or with Comfort Zone, but our website has a great wealth of resources on it, and it's comfortzonecamp.org. So from our calendar listing to blogs to resources. That's a really good place. Social media. We're on all the social media from Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. My email, people are welcome to contact me directly, is Lynn with an E, L-Y-N-N-E at comfortzonecamp.org. So love for people to reach out. We do a lot of life coaching and school coaching as well, just to help people navigate. I'm sure you both know at the beginning how lost people can be, whether there's a loss inside of school or just families trying to put, you know, after the funeral ends and the casseroles end, like what next? And so just to talk to people who can help coach them and direct them towards resources and even listen or have coffee or talk to them on the phone. We try to do, in addition to camps, we try to, when a loss occurs, we really hope Comfort Zone Camp is top of mind as a resource for folks.
Yeah, amazing. Lynn, before we close, I just want to ask you, you said that there's no fee for the adolescents to go into your camp. Is there a fee for this life grief or for young adults?
I'm really pleased. Everything that we do is offered at no cost. So
amazing. Amazing. Lynn, thank you so much for the work you do. Thank you so much for being a guest here at Let's Talk Death, and also for sharing the inspiration behind your work.
Thank you for having me. It's a passion. And again, if I can help make somebody else's grief journey easier, then that's why I'm here on this earth. So I'm delighted that when people take advantage of our services or if I can help them personally or professionally. So thank you. And thank you both for the work you guys do. You've touched many, many lives yourselves.
If you would like to learn more about Heal Grief, visit us at healgrief.org to find other conversations or to inquire about becoming a guest speaker. Visit us at healgrief.org/letstalkdeath. And if you feel inspired to support us, remember, no gift is too small. Visit us at healgrief.org/donations, or you can donate right through our homepage. Well, that's it until next time on Let's Talk Death, where we normalize, educate, and demystify the taboo around death, dying, and the journey of grief.